Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Raja, Part 1. Ascendant, Chitra Nakshatra. Raja's ascendant in Virgo defines him as detail-focused, practical, and grounded in how he interacts with the world. Virgo energy seeks refinement, order, and purposeful action. It is ruled by Mercury, which endows Raja with a sharp intellect, analytical thinking, and a strong internal drive to be useful and improve both himself and his environment. His personality likely expresses through methodical effort, structured thinking, and an ongoing desire to bring precision and efficiency to whatever he touches. But the presence of Chitra Nakshatra at the ascendant adds a powerful creative and aesthetic dimension to his otherwise practical Virgo nature. Chitra, ruled by Mars, brings a charismatic brilliance and a desire to construct something meaningful, whether in art, ideas, or social structure. It offers an internal blueprint for transformation, the architect who wants to build beauty and impact, not just fix what's broken. This gives Raja a magnetic edge. He not only solves problems, he sees their potential for reinvention. This combination powerfully activates the architect archetype. Raja approaches life with the eyes of a designer, methodical but visionary. He's not satisfied with maintaining order for its own sake. He wants to design better systems, build meaningful paths, and structure things that last. In everyday life, this could manifest as someone who organizes his environment with intent, who plans thoroughly, and who is always thinking about the larger framework within which people live, work, or relate. At the same time, the strategist archetype is subtly present. Virgo's ruling planet Mercury adds the element of smart, logical sequencing to Raja's outward approach. He likely assesses people and environments with quiet precision and rarely moves without a plan. While Chitra gives the desire to shine and create, Virgo and Mercury ensure that every shine is backed by structure. Psychologically, Raja is someone who thrives on clarity and purpose. He likely needs routines, tasks, or ambitions that stimulate both his left brain logic and his right brain creativity. The fusion of Mercury's intellect and Mars's artistic force in Chitra creates a personality that is both measured and magnetic. Someone who builds slowly but leaves a lasting mark. In his highest expression, Raja is a vision-grounding builder. He doesn't just think up ideals, he gives them form. His presence is quietly commanding, and though he may not seek attention, he gains it through competence, consistency, and creative force. The ascendant sets the tone for a life lived with integrity, refinement, and the sacred ambition to leave behind something beautifully functional. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Raja, Part 2. First house, self-identity, personality, and embodied intelligence. Saturn, Moon, and Jupiter in Virgo, Hasta and Uttara Falguni Nakshatras. Saturn rules the 5th and 6th houses, Moon rules the 11th, Jupiter rules the 4th and 7th. Raja's first house, the house of self, holds Saturn, Moon, and Jupiter, forming a powerful constellation that defines how he perceives himself and moves through the world. This house speaks to his physical vitality, core identity, and the psychological blueprint that underpins all his interactions. With three major planets here, Raja's personality is textured, mature, and deeply shaped by life's emotional, intellectual, and ethical currents. The presence of Saturn in the first house activates the guardian archetype. Saturn brings durability, seriousness, and a reflective demeanor to Raja's personality. He may come across as wise beyond his years or unusually grounded in his presence. There's a deep inner sense of responsibility that he carries, not just to others, but to the standards he sets for himself. He likely sees life as a long game, favoring endurance and structure over flash and spontaneity. At times, this might make him seem reserved or distant, but beneath that is a profound commitment to building something meaningful from within. Placed in Hasta Nakshatra, Saturn brings a healing quality to his identity. Hasta, ruled by the moon, gives Saturn a gentler, more nurturing tone than usual. Raja is likely seen as reliable, skillful, and emotionally supportive in subtle but impactful ways. He may work with his hands or mind in healing, organizing, or teaching roles. His self-image is one of quiet mastery, not loud, but deeply dependable. The moon, also in Hasta, contributes the diplomat archetype. It adds softness, emotional receptivity, and an instinct to harmonize. While Saturn structures his personality, the moon brings in sensitivity and emotional complexity. Raja likely has a strong memory and a subconscious attachment to emotional order. He notices the little things, how people feel, what's left unsaid, and where care is needed. In social or group settings, he may act as the emotional balancer, ensuring smooth dynamics while rarely making it about himself. Then there is Jupiter, placed in Uttara Falguni, energizing the visionary archetype. Jupiter in the first house blesses Raja with a hopeful, principled aura. It brings generosity, wisdom, and a philosophical bent to his self-concept. He likely sees himself as someone who is meant to contribute to something larger than himself, whether through relationships, Seventh Lord, education, or moral leadership. Uttara Falguni adds a sense of duty and purpose, grounding his expansive ideals in commitment and consistency. Together, these three planets form a rich psychological profile. The Guardian brings emotional strength and self-discipline. The Diplomat brings empathy, care, and graceful responsiveness. The Visionary brings expansive thinking and ideal-driven identity. In daily life, Raja is likely perceived as composed, insightful, and quietly influential. He may not demand attention, but his presence shapes the room. He is naturally introspective, often working on himself behind the scenes while helping others refine their own paths. Challenges may include emotional withdrawal, Saturn moon, self-doubt, or periods of delayed self-actualization. But over time, his personality becomes his greatest tool, steady, wise, and tuned to serve a purpose greater than ego. In essence, Raja's first house reveals a soul here, not just to act, but to anchor and transform through conscious embodiment of grace, responsibility, and wisdom. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Part 3. Fifth house, creativity, romance, and legacy of self-expression. Ketu in Capricorn, Uttara Shada Nakshatra. Ketu rules the second house, Scorpio. The fifth house governs joy, creativity, romance, children, and the ways we leave a personal legacy. With Ketu placed here, Raja's path in this domain is unconventional, subtle, and karmically detached. The fifth house is often where we shine and play, but Ketu doesn't seek the spotlight. It deconstructs ego and strips down worldly attachments, particularly where recognition, emotional investment, or pride might otherwise take root. This placement activates the mystic archetype, inward, visionary, and stripped of conventional ambition. Raja is likely not someone who chases recognition for his talents or seeks validation in love or public acclaim. Instead, he may approach creativity, children, or romantic life with a blend of detachment, spiritual depth, and a sense of quiet karmic knowing. He might have natural talents in these areas, but feel oddly disinterested in fully pursuing or claiming them. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, adds a quiet sense of dignity and moral maturity to Ketu's otherworldly influence. While Ketu dissolves ego, Uttara Ashada gives purpose and inner authority. This creates a tension. Raja may have powerful creative insight or romantic ideals, yet feel that these things must serve a deeper cause, not personal gain. He is likely to be a guide, teacher, or inner builder, helping others develop their voice or creativity while remaining low-key about his own. With Ketu ruling the second house, themes of self-worth, speech, and family values echo into this creative zone. Raja's self-expression may have been shaped by early karmic patterns around speaking up, being seen, or earning validation. He may carry a quiet wisdom about love, art, or children, but it comes from experience, introspection, and surrender, not performance. Psychologically, this placement can create a sense of emotional distance from traditional pleasures. He may love deeply, yet resist attachment. He may create beautifully, yet not care for praise. There's often a quiet understanding that these gifts are borrowed, tools of karma, not badges of ego. In everyday life, Raja might express this energy through working creatively behind the scenes, feeling emotionally detached in romance, yet deeply loyal, guiding children or students without needing control or recognition, rejecting traditional forms of validation in art, love, or public recognition. The mystic archetype here doesn't reject creativity, it refines it. Raja isn't here to dazzle, but to distill creative force into something enduring and meaningful. His joy often comes not from expressing himself loudly, but from helping others find their truth or quietly embodying his own. In its highest expression, this fifth house placement becomes a silent sanctuary of creative wisdom. Raja's brilliance is subtle, his romantic energy wise and enduring, and his influence on others, especially children or proteges, profound, often sensed more than seen. He builds not for applause, but for alignment. Through detachment, he leaves a deeper, more lasting mark. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Raja, Part 4. Ninth House, Beliefs, Higher Learning, and Guiding Principles. Mars in Taurus, Mrigashira Nakshatra. Mars rules the third and eighth houses, Scorpio and Aries. The ninth house represents Raja's pursuit of truth, philosophy, and higher learning. It governs belief systems, mentors, long-distance travel, and one's guiding moral compass. With Mars placed here, this realm becomes action-oriented, charged with the drive to explore, debate, and assert one's worldview with conviction and stamina. Mars in the ninth house activates the reformer archetype, particularly in intellectual and ideological domains. Raja isn't a passive learner. He engages with teachings, tests them against experience, and reshapes them into something more authentic. He's a seeker with edge, driven to confront philosophical inconsistencies, challenge authority, and refine truth into something useful, not just abstract. He likely believes in knowledge earned through experience, and may be naturally drawn to teaching, mentoring, or offering guidance in fields that blend logic with moral purpose. Mrigashira Nakshatra, ruled by Mars and associated with curiosity, exploration, and seeking, enhances this even further. It brings a restless mental energy, a hunger for truth, but also a desire to test and verify it. Mrigashira in Taurus adds a stabilizing quality. Raja's approach to knowledge is not just fiery or impulsive, but also deliberate, sensual, and grounded. He wants beliefs that feel right, not just sound right. Mars as Lord of the Third House, Courage, Communication, and Eighth House, Transformation, Hidden Knowledge, brings a potent subtext to this placement. From the Third House, it infuses boldness into how he communicates ideas. He may be a persuasive speaker or a sharp, strategic thinker. From the Eighth House, it brings an interest in deeper, often hidden layers of truth, perhaps even in occult, psychological, or metaphysical systems. He may be drawn to knowledge that transforms, not just informs. Psychologically, this placement reveals a person who is both a challenger and a student of life. Raja likely resists dogma. He may have wrestled with traditional belief systems or mentors who failed to align with his personal experiences. His journey towards spiritual or ethical clarity may involve friction, but that friction leads to mastery. In daily life, this may show up as an independent approach to religion, philosophy, or education, a strong drive to teach or share what he's tested and proven, travel that isn't just physical, but mentally or spiritually expansive, a moral compass shaped by action, not passive acceptance. At its highest, Raja's ninth house energy expresses as a constructive challenger of truth, someone who builds new intellectual frameworks by tearing down what no longer works. Through the reformer archetype, he doesn't just follow a path of knowledge, he cuts a new one, guided by integrity, experience, and the desire to make higher truth practical, embodied, and enduring. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Raja, Part 5. 10th House, Public Role, Career, and Social Contribution. Sun and Mercury in Gemini, Punarvasu and Mrigashira Nakshatras. Sun rules the 12th house, Mercury rules the 1st and 10th houses. The 10th house reveals how Raja expresses himself in the world through vocation, leadership, and responsibility. It's the house of career, but more importantly, it speaks to how he wishes to be seen in the wider sphere of life. With both Sun and Mercury placed here in Gemini, Raja's professional persona is built around communication, intelligence, and versatility. His work is not silent or behind the scenes. It is meant to engage, articulate, and influence. This placement strongly activates the visionary archetype, shaped by intellect and guided by ideas. The Sun in the 10th house gives him a natural capacity for leadership and a desire to shine in his chosen field. But in Punarvasu Nakshatra, this solar energy is tempered with humility, renewal, and a deep-seated need to uplift others through knowledge. Raja isn't striving for fame for its own sake. He wants to illuminate the path for others, to guide with clarity and inner purpose. Punarvasu's Jupiterian influence gives his leadership a philosophical tone, suggesting that he thrives in roles where truth, learning, or expansion are key. Mercury, also in Gemini and in Migashira Nakshatra, adds precision, curiosity, and intellectual speed to this vocational framework. Mercury rules both his 10th and 1st houses, making his communication style not just central to his work, but to his entire identity. He is someone who likely speaks or writes as a form of professional contribution, and whose clarity of thought is often tied to how he is recognized in the world. Migashira lends restlessness and refinement, so his career path may include exploration, shifts in role or focus, and a continual pursuit of deeper understanding. He may be drawn to education, media, writing, analysis, or any platform where his voice is both heard and evolved. The Sun as Lord of the 12th House suggests that even in the public eye, Raja's work is infused with spiritual depth or a subtle calling towards service, sacrifice, or hidden impact. He might shine in humanitarian roles, spiritual education, or behind-the-scenes leadership. Mercury ruling both the Ascendant and the Midheaven 10th brings his self-concept into harmony with his life's work. What he does is who he is. Psychologically, this is the profile of someone who is deeply motivated by insight and clarity. Raja's power comes from his words, his ideas, and his ability to synthesize complexity into something accessible. He doesn't just want a career. He wants his career to be a mirror of his mind and soul. He is likely perceived as articulate, strategic, and thoughtful in public settings. He may face periods of doubt or redirection, especially if his work doesn't reflect his inner truth. But once aligned, his influence can be profound, his leadership coming not from dominance, but from depth, agility, and unwavering intellectual integrity. In his fullest expression, Raja becomes a communicative visionary, a person whose legacy is tied to what he sees clearly, expresses beautifully, and builds thoughtfully in the realm of public life. His 10th house is a stage, but not for ego, for insight, impact, and illumination. Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Raja, Part 6. 11th House, Community, Aspirations and Social Integration. Venus and Rahu in Cancer, Ashlesha and Pushya Nakshatras. Venus rules the 2nd and 9th houses. Rahu is co-ruler of Aquarius, 6th house. The 11th house reflects Raja's relationship with social groups, long-term goals, and his ability to collaborate and receive support from collective efforts. With Venus and Rahu in Cancer, this part of Raja's life is emotionally infused, complex, and karmically charged. It isn't just about belonging. It's about understanding the emotional texture of connection and navigating the fine balance between closeness and freedom in community settings. Venus in the 11th house activates the diplomat archetype in social spaces. Raja brings emotional sensitivity and harmony-seeking behavior into his networks. He likely gravitates toward groups that reflect his values, cultural interests, or spiritual philosophical aspirations, as Venus also rules both his 2nd and 9th houses. His ability to create unity and emotional balance among people may make him the unspoken heart of a group, the one who ensures that everyone feels seen and emotionally considered. Yet Venus in Ashta Nakshatra adds layers of psychological depth and guarded intensity. Raja may crave intimacy in friendships, but also protect his emotional core, creating bonds that are deep, karmic, and sometimes difficult to define or fully control. Rahu, also in Cancer and in Pushya Nakshatra, brings the maverick archetype into the social field. Pushya, a nourishing and protective star, softens Rahu's usual rebelliousness, but still keeps him focused on breaking molds. Raja may have a love-hate relationship with traditional group structures. He may crave emotional closeness, but feel suffocated by conformity. As Rahu amplifies whatever it touches, his hunger for meaningful friendships, recognition, or group contribution may be intensified, sometimes leading him into unusual circles or causes, or drawing him to emotionally intense and transformative group dynamics. Venus gives him grace and diplomacy in community. Rahu adds innovation, hunger, and karmic tension. Together, they make Raja both deeply relational and subtly disruptive in collective environments. He may lead by reforming outdated group norms or by quietly redefining what emotional support and success look like within communities. He likely isn't comfortable in surface-level networks and may struggle with popularity that feels disconnected from sincerity. Instead, he's drawn to soulful collectives, legacy-oriented movements, or emotionally intelligent collaborations where loyalty and evolution are possible. Because Venus connects this house to the ninth, beliefs, and second, values, and Rahu ties in themes from the sixth, service, conflict, refinement, Raja's social purpose is not casual, it's layered with meaning. His friendships must support his deeper ideals. His gains in life often come through emotionally bonded collaboration or through reforming collective structures that are misaligned with integrity. In its fullest expression, this configuration makes Raja a visionary connector, someone who brings emotional resonance into social systems while subtly challenging their rigidity. His 11th house is not just a network. It's a living organism that he nurtures, questions, and helps evolve. Through the diplomat's grace and the maverick's courage, he helps reshape collective belonging into something more meaningful, conscious, and emotionally whole.